Dale Tallett has helped us out. He's taken Campbell's salary on. You know, before we get to what the Hawks might do with that money, how would you characterize Campbell's several years in a Hawks uniform?
I would say you take it's hard to take the cash out of it, Danny Mac.
It is.
I think that Brian Campbell was very serviceable on the back end. I think, you know, the one thing he could do is skate the Blackhawks out of trouble in their own zone, which is difficult. It's tough to find defensemen that can do that, and Brian Campbell had that ability and also lugged the puck up the ice offensively. So, I mean, from that aspect of it, you know, he was really, when you look at his tenure here, he was pretty much a fifth defenseman over the course of the last 3 years, and it's tough to allocate all that money to a guy that's not going to play really in key situations, not going to be out there at the end of games. And look, he helped bring a Stanley Cup here to Chicago, and I think that's the way that you have to think about him and on his way out to South Florida. And look, at the end of the day, the contract became movable, as we saw Danny Mac over the course of the last 5 or 6 days, where big contracts, long deals, 7, 8, 9 year contracts were able to move because the salary cap, the hard salary cap in the National Hockey League, has gone up. So what has happened as well? The floor has gone up. So now teams have to accumulate money to get to the floor. 80% of the salary cap, you got to get to at least to the bottom. And now when you have players are making a lot of money, it's a lot easier now to move those contracts because teams have to get to the floor.